Hello, welcome to The Ripple, a podcast diving into Clojure programs and libraries. This week, I'm talking with Eric Dello, a maintainer of Clojure LSP. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Hey, Dado. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. Clojure LSP is a pretty important project in the Clojure community, so I'm excited to hear more about it. But before we dive into that, maybe you could start off and give us a little bit of background about yourself and how you got involved in this project.
Yeah, sure. So I started with Java back around 2014. And then some folks from the work moved to a new company called Nubank at the time. They started mentioning about Clojure, and I started to like studying the language. It was really different. I didn't know anyone that used to use Clojure at that time. And all the folks from the current company knew about Java. So I thought about like a tech talk at the time, and mentioned Clojure and how the language works, the companies that were using at the time. After some time, I moved to Nubank at 2019, and then I fell in love with Clojure and the community. And then I met Emacs, my another secret love, and then I'm here.
Great. So we're going to be talking about Clojure LSP, but maybe we can first tell the audience, what does the LSP part of Clojure LSP mean?
Yeah, so the LSP is like a standard created by Microsoft. They faced the issue about creating a new editor, the Visual Studio Code, some years ago. And they faced the issue of having to handle all the code of another language versus the editor. So they thought that's is not cool. If another editor is born, they would face the same issue. So they started to create just a protocol that is basically a lot of text, say how you should do the things. The protocol is always evolving, and they basically say how a client and a server should behave, where the client is editor, like IntelliJ, Visual Studio Code, Emacs, and the server is just a process, a program. It could be written in any language, and the communication between the two is like just JSON. It could happen via process, a socket, and that's it.
Right. What's the development process of the LSP spec? Like, have you got involved with that yourself?
Yeah, they have everything going on under GitHub. So they have the protocol is hosted on the GitHub itself, and they evolve. They have a specific team working on that, but they are open to issues and enhancements. They received a lot of new features from other editors, and they added to the spec. So that was a problem at the beginning because the spec was pretty basic at the time, and there are a lot of editors with different cool features. They will need to fit those standards in the protocol to be able to provide to other editors. So that's what I know. And they used to release a new protocol version each 1 or 2 years. But yeah.
Right. And so VS Code, of course, is, I guess, maybe the first and most fully featured, probably supporter of the spec in some ways. But, you know, if you look at the list, Emacs, even IntelliJ, that was not the case for a while, but it looks like there's some third-party plugins now for IntelliJ as well. Sublime, BBEdit, Eclipse, like probably most sort of common. I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's any sort of major editors that are not supported here.
Actually, that was something that was kind of a boom in the community because they started with VS Code, so they use VS Code for all the new features and tests and stuff. So it's pretty good, the LSP support for VS Code, but the open source community started to creating the plugin side or the client side of a lot of editors, so even Sublime Test and other less mainstream editors now have plugins specific for LSP. So IntelliJ is one of them. They mentioned some years ago that they didn't have the intention to migrate to LSP because they have a separate way of doing the stuff inside IntelliJ using lexers and parsers and stuff specific to a language. But what happened is that there is a lot of people working on LSP. So if you use some languages like Dart that are more recent, they started to migrate the analysis stuff to a specific LSP. So the LSP Dart is actually built into Dart itself.
Hmm.
So a lot of languages are starting to do something like that, because it's just easier to support multiple editors if you have the command of how your language behaves. So I think JetBrains noticed that, and they started to really release the LSP support right now.
Great. All right, well, that's good to know. I mean, I guess that was, for a long time, JetBrains' competitive advantage was having this extremely deep integration with languages. So I guess that's how it goes sometimes.
Another fun fact is that other servers were built from existing editors. So back when I'm using Java, we are using IntelliJ and Eclipse. Eclipse has a good support for Java, really good support for Java. And what happened is that Eclipse moved all this core stuff about the Java to LSP server. So when you use LSP Java nowadays, you are using the Eclipse server side, you know. So all the features that you had when Eclipse, I now have on my Emacs, you know, so that's really cool.
Nice. And then on the editor side, Emacs has 3, according to the Lang server site, maybe there's even more than this now, 3 different Emacs mode, but yeah, Emacs modes for LSP, but I think LSP mode is kind of the main one, or the most well supported or most popular one.
Yeah, I think there are 3 indeed. When I joined Nubank and started to see Clojure and Emacs, I was actually really excited about this LSP stuff. I started to contribute with improvements on the LSP mode side. First off, my open source contributions were there, so it was really nice. And I can say that LSP mode is really huge and has a lot of support for LSP. Improved a lot. We have a lot of documentation, a lot of people contributing to it. So it's a really good plugin for Emacs. And now we have Eglot, that it's a plugin for Emacs as well, and is now built in on Emacs. So it's nice to see the Emacs community embracing the LSP standard.
Yeah, I think it's great to see that happen. So now that we've got the context on what LSP is, tell us more about Clojure LSP and how you came to be working on it so heavily.
Yeah, so when I started coding Clojure, it was at that time that I found LSP. Back on those days, the only thing that people were using on their editors, it was a repo, which is not a problem at all. Repo is an amazing tool for Clojure. But I was coming from a background of Java and analysis stuff, static analysis stuff. So it was funny that I write a local or something wrong on my editor, and I would only know about that after evaluating the rep.
Right.
You know. So there are things that are handy when you are coding, like visual feedbacks or like code changes that a repo can provide, but you still need a runtime analysis. Like you need all the time to check in with your repo. That's not a problem for most projects, but when I joined Nubank, we had like a lot of projects and legacy projects. So starting a repo used to take like 2-3 minutes. So it was not ideal on my point of view. And I was really missing this static analysis stuff on editors, like navigating fast completions, code actions, lengths, and a lot of features. And I found the Clojure LSP project. It was being maintained by Snow. There were a lot of features missing from the LSP standard. So the people I knew that were using like Emacs or other editors were not using Clojure LSP because of some features missing that were like available when using a repo. So they didn't see much value on using it. It was a good opportunity to learn more about Clojure as well. So I started to help with issues, filling issues, talking in the Slack, and like contributing with minor issues. And after some months, I was like helping a lot with more and more features and issues and improvements, performance improvements. And after some time, is no asking me if I was willing to like lead the project, have all these features, because he saw that I was contributing a lot and that the project could grow with me leading, you know. So that was really nice. I think it's working.
Great. So what are the challenges of writing a Clojure LSP client? Like, I know Colin Fleming pretty well, and I've talked with him a little bit about Cursive, and Cursive is sort of similar in some ways to Clojure LSP in that it statically analyzes things. And Clojure, I don't think you'd say it's the easiest language to statically analyze with how dynamic it is and macros, and you can kind of write code that can do, you know, literally anything to your namespaces and vars and all of that stuff. So, yeah. So what does it mean to write a language server for such a dynamic language, and how much of that dynamicism are you able to capture in Clojure LSP?
Yeah, there are a lot of challenges, especially this one you mentioned about being dynamic. One of them was the how to understand the language. And when I joined, Clojure LSP had its own way of understanding Clojure language. So it had all the grammar inside. It was pretty close to what IntelliJ do, like having Alexa or something like that. And that was the cause of a lot of bugs at the time. So there were a lot of missing supports, like for CLJC or Clojure script. It was really hard to understand the code because you need to like iterate on a lot of symbols and stuff to know what that means. And that was a challenge until there was a point in the project that we say, all right, we need to improve that somehow. What we did, we integrated with CLJ Condo. It's another open source project from Bark Dude, amazing person. And at the time, CLJ Condo recently launched the support for analysis. So it was a new feature that Workdude was launching. The idea was pretty simple. Since CLJ Condo was a tool to link your code, like point about unused stuff, private methods, a lot of other diagnostics, it actually knows about your code. It knows about the static analysis of your code. So it knows what is a var, what is a function, what is a local. So it could provide to users that kind of information. So we started to using that. It was not what it is today, so we had to improve a lot of things at the time. It was pretty challenging to like integrate with Clojure LSP because we had a running project, and after a specific release, we could not like make a A/B test or some smooth change, you know. So we had this change, a huge PR with hundreds and hundreds of lines, and a lot of bugs in some release, but it worked really well. And nowadays we are using CLJ Condo. I can't see with Clojure LSP with running without it. Like, we segregated this analysis stuff to CLJ Condo. So every time we need to know about the analysis of the project, we work on CLJ Condo to improve that support. And we have on Clojure LSP to like, all right, we have the analysis, how we can go on what we should do with the analysis. So that was one of the challenges. Another challenge we have with LSP is like, we need to follow a specification, right? So we have a spec and we don't want to like create a lot of custom features not following the spec, or even creating features not following the spec, because that will certainly lead to bugs or different behaviors on different editors, because there is Clojure LSP, but there is a lot like 20 more or 30 more servers. So they all need to behave the same for the clients. So that was a challenge that is really improving. I can't say that doesn't work because it works really, really nice. I can work with LSP Clojure, LSP Java, Dart, and many languages without issues nowadays. So it's really working, the idea of the spec. But I always find myself need to open that spec and read all those lines again and again to like make sure I'm following or doing the right thing. So there is this challenge. We need to think that the code we code on Clojure LSP will run on a lot of the editors. So that's a challenge as well. Because when we are coding, I'm like using a specific editor to test my things, you know. So I usually use Emacs and test some things on Calva. Now we have CloudJavaScript IntelliJ, I can talk about later, but we need to know that the code should run on other editors. So it's easy to like, oh, I know Emacs will send this way because I saw the code, but I'm not sure about other editors. So there were issues, and nowadays it was really not common, but sometimes happened that some editors have a little bit difference on some parameters that they send or something like that. So you need to handle those kind of things, but the spec helps a lot. We can just double check and say, oh, the client is wrong, we should fix that. So, or the server is wrong, we should fix that. So custom features, that is something interesting, because after we improved a lot CloudJSP, we started to like feel the need of having more features, you know, more features that the community started to ask, but we're not on the spec. We could like open issues, we did for some of the features, but there are features specific to a language. So I can use the Dart as an example. Like, I'm not sure if you already saw Dart, but when you open a new Flutter project, you have like widget hierarchy. So you have a lot of nested classes.
Yeah.
A cool feature is that we have lines like from the parents of each parent to the child. So it's visually a tree, you know.
Right.
That feature is provided by the LSP server, which is pretty complex. And the logic is not on spec, you know. It's specific to Dart. So that's a custom feature. But the cool thing is the LSP is like a request and a response. Not necessarily you are not able to provide more like endpoints for your requests, you know. So you can receive custom requests and respond with custom things. So that's something that you can do. It's not really recommended because you are doing specific to your language. But if you can like have this on the server side and mention up to the clients about those custom features, that works. CloudJSP has some of those features like the test tree. It's not yet on the protocol itself, but it's available for CloudJSP. We have like other custom requests like resolve a macro. So you probably saw already on Cursive as well that they have this feature, like you can select a macro and say, oh, you should resolve this macro as a defn or a latch binding. So this is specific for a Lisp, right? So a Lisp with macros. It could appear on the LSP sometime, but it's pretty specific to Lisp. So we had to implement that. It's working really good. So we have this document on the server side, and we need to implement something on the VS Code side, on Emacs side, Vim side. So that's a challenge. We need to like communicate with the clients and maintainers of this stuff to raise awareness about those things, you know.
So what is actually happening when, let's say, open Emacs or VS Code and there's some language server there in the background? I'm guessing you're not spinning that up and down every time there's a request. That would take far too long. Does the editor manage that? Lifecycle, what is that? Do you run into bugs or issues with that? Someone else managing?
Yeah, this is not mentioned on the spec because each language or server could handle this as they want. So what we do, we could cache, like there is a specific request called initialize that we need to initialize the server. So that could mean anything to its server. For CloudJSP specifically, we start to analyze the project, like calling CLJ Condo to analyze all the projects and the class path. So every jar of that dependencies, but that is probably the part of the project that we spend a lot of time. After a lot of months working on that, we started to improving all the support. So like, oh, if we are analyzing the class path or the external dependencies, we don't need to analyze private functions, right? Because they are private to the jar and not available to the user of the project and things like that. So improving the analysis stuff, also improving the cache. So if my project CLJ or my depth editing didn't change, why do I need to analyze again all the dependencies of my project? You know, so you could like just cache that on a file on the local on the project. So using some kind of DB like SQLite. Nowadays we are using just transit. So we like save the editing as transit and read when the server is starting. We had a lot of issues in the past, like with the size or with the performance, but nowadays it's pretty fast. Even on big projects, that's not really an issue. So yeah, the performance of the and the startup of the server is really a challenge that we are always trying to improve.
Nice. So how does Calva integrate with Clojure LSP? Like, it seems like it's a pretty tight integration between those two pieces of software.
We are always working with the Calva maintainers. They are always helping us with the integration that, in my opinion, works very well. When Clojure LSP started to evolving and improving, the Calva team asked about the features that the Clojure LSP had, if they could use on the Calva. And then they just become the client of VS Code like that. So we started to integrate those features, like making smooth to the user. So when Calva starts, it actually tries to download the Clojure LSP automatically or cache to then start the server and just behave as a normal LSP client. Provide the other things that Calva has together, like the REPL integrations, the parents integrations, and things like that, along with the Clojure LSP running.
Nice. I think there seems to be a bit of a theme of projects leaning on each other for functionality rather than rebuilding it themselves, which...
It's pretty fun. I like to work with them.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about the state of LSP and different editors. You mentioned Clojure LSP and IntelliJ.
Yeah. For a long time, we had Clojure LSP running mainly on Emacs, I think Vim. And then we started with Calva. And then a lot of users use Calva, so we started to improving, especially for Windows and all those slash issues with Windows. But something that was our issue was the IntelliJ users, because we started to create like standards for Clojure LSP, like formatting stuff. So Clojure LSP uses CLJ-FMT for format and CLJ-Condo for a lot of other features, like I mentioned. It was like a pain when we had like a team of users, Emacs, Vim, and Calva users using the same standards, the same tool, using Clojure LSP, but IntelliJ users using a different settings for that. So, yeah, and since IntelliJ never had, actually it has a LSP plugin, but like I say, the IntelliJ way of doing stuff, it's really different from LSP. They have their model of the way they code the plugins. So it was really hard. But after a lot of people asking about it, I started to work, trying to work on a plugin for Clojure LSP IntelliJ back on January of this year. And recently, like last week, we announced the Clojure LSP IntelliJ with the basic support for the protocol. There's a lot of things missing for people that I use it to use with Cursive. And the idea is like not compete with Cursive, even having a lot of features in common, but provide the features that Clojure LSP has, like integrations with namespacing, with CLJ Deepen, the CLJ Condo features, the formatting stuff, all the standards, all the way to manage multiple linters. Like we have a Nubank, for example, Clojure LSP running as a linter. So there is this separate feature of the Clojure LSP that you can run like for your terminal or from CI, and you can just trigger to find the diagnostic. Since it knows all this static analysis, it could like make a linter work for you. And the issue that we have this already working on 100% of the projects, we like reached that recent, and that's like 1,000 of projects. That's a lot. The issue is that the IntelliJ users were still facing issues like, oh, I open IntelliJ and the things just formatted differently, and I run the lint fix task after all, always. So it's like a pain. Like they are always fighting with the lint, like because of this missing functionality from the editor. So this Clojure LSP IntelliJ, I see it like approach alternative to use the Clojure LSP features. And all editors now, at least the mainstream editors or the most used editors, have a way to launch and work with Clojure LSP.
that might be very useful for us at work. At Whimsical, we have about half-ish of the people using Emacs and half using Cursive and IntelliJ. And yeah, we have the formatting. I'm not going to say battles because no one gets upset about it. But, you know, the formatting is always a little bit of an issue in some cases when they differ on their interpretation of how formatting should work. So could we continue using Cursive but sort of delegate the formatting part to Clojure, LSP, IntelliJ?
That's something that I would love to do, like make Cursive work with Clojure LSP. The issue is like the IntelliJ APIs really couple each other. So if I have a plugin that say, oh, I know about Clojure, I can't have another plugin say, oh, I also know about Clojure. So that's one of the biggest issues we have. Yeah. The thing is, or you need to like make a plugin depend on another plugin, which I'm not sure if it's a good idea, or you need to like do things generic. So that is the case of other IntelliJ plugins like LSP for IntelliJ that are plugins generic as LSP. But if you try to use that, it won't be as smooth as using a specific plugin for that language. So I find this still a little not ideal on IntelliJ. And I hope this improves a lot with the new LSP they are working on. At the moment, it's not possible. I think we could like make, for example, maybe in the future we could make Clojure LSP work with only the REPL part of the Cursive, you know. So maybe improve Cursive to provide, separate the Cursive into Cursive REPL or Cursive static analysis, and I don't know, something like that. And we could make it work together. But that's a lot to work on and talk with the maintainers of Cursive.
Right. We haven't touched much on Vim. Is there anything interesting or special to mention there?
Not really. I talked a little bit with the maintainers of Novin some time ago. But Novin has a LSP built-in now. So that's a good thing. Like what Emacs is doing at the moment, Novin has for some time. And from my experience, that works really well. I see a lot of Novin users like using LSP with separate plugin for the REPL. So similar to Emacs, like we have ClojureSP running for static analysis and Cider for the REPL part of runtime analysis, and they work amazing well. So I see Novin like the same thing.
Are there any upcoming features or things you're thinking about for Clojure LSP that you're excited about?
Yeah, recently I've been working with CLJ Condo maintainer Barkidut in this case, and we've been working on improving the Java integration of Clojure, so the Java interop, because that's something really hard to handle, because what we have on CLJ Condo is like static analysis for Clojure, and now we have Java that's a completely different language in terms of syntax. And we need to understand that. So that used to be a issue for a long time, and now it's really improving because we added support for CLJ Condo and eventually Clojure LSP added as well to understand the bytecode and the source code of Java. So we can now find the definitions of Java classes, like see the docs of those things, completion of Java classes. So that's something that I'm still improving. There's a lot to do yet, but it's something that I intend to work.
That is pretty cool. And so you go and download the source jars if you don't have them in the Maven cache.
We have a specific logic to like check if the user has Java downloaded, if have the source available, because there is a kind of standard for that. Otherwise, just fall back to download a minimal source code of Java from the GitHub. So there is specific fallback for those things. It's pretty cool.
So tell me, are you using GraalVM as part of the work here?
Yeah. So back when we were trying to improve the startup time of ClojureSP and the research management like memory and CPU, we tried to use GraalVM and we successfully managed to make it work with ClojureSP. And since then, we are using GraalVM to compile to a native binary. So the startup is pretty fast, but something that is even better than the startup is the resource management. Recently, I did some tests and the memory and the CPU of CloudJSP as a server running, it's a little bit better than when we started using GraalVM. So it's working really well, the integration, and make things easier for people that just want to download the binary of CloudJSP and use, you know, so don't need to like, oh, you need to download Java and use a specific version or like be compatible somehow.
Yeah.
So that's something that we're trying to improve as well. So really handy.
All right. Is there anyone you'd like to thank or mention? You've already touched on quite a few people through the episode, but...
Yeah, sure. So I would like to thank you, Snow, for helping me enter the project and lead the project. So he helped a lot and were really kind to me to start with the project. A lot of questions at the time. So also I'd like to thank Mark Dude because he is always helping not only me, but the community of Clojure. And we work a lot together with issues and specific problems and improvements. And it was really fun to work with him. And he helped a lot with Sergey Kondo and the LSP stuff. And I'd like to thank you, Daniel, for having me and to work on Clojure together. That is this amazing project that we have at the community. Also, the Clojures that you work as well. So thank you very much for having me and for all these things.
You're welcome. I mean, we're really excited to be funding your work. I mean, you do the hard work of actually doing it. And yeah, we have many generous members, companies and developers who support the work, yeah, fund it. Yeah, I mean, I really appreciate them. There's a couple of major supporters, Laticora, Rome Research, Whimsical, my employer, Matosin, Pitch, Nubank, Cisco, Stylytics, Logseq, Juxt, Slita. This list is getting longer and longer over time. AdGoji, NextJournal, ClojureStream, Shortcut, Flexiana, Toyokumo, Griffin, Doctronic, 180, Seguros, which is also a Brazilian company, I think, and Crewbank are some of the major members of Clojures together. So yeah, I want to thank them and everybody else, companies and developers who Clojures together members.
Yeah.
Awesome. And if somebody is excited about Clojure LSP, what would be the best way for them to get involved?
Yeah, that's a good question. So that is a lot of ways to contribute with the project. I think the easiest is like help with issues and questions and improvements that you think that make sense. That's how I started with the project. So I think it's a really good suggestion. Like there are other ways to contribute, like supporting the project. We have the Open Collective and the GitHub sponsors for supporting the project. I'm always on Clojure in Slack. We have the LSP channel, so I'm always available there. You can reach and ask questions about LSP. I'll be glad to help.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you for working on such an important project. Benefits just about every Clojure developer, I think, is going to be using Clojure LSP in one way or the other in the very near future. So
I hope so.
Thanks a lot.